Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, mobile money stands out as a predominant channel in Ghana's payment landscape, with 66% of account holders reporting weekly usage. We'll tell you about the 2023 KPMG West Africa Banking Industry Customer Survey. Also coming up, government urged to move fast to address debt owed independent power operators to prevent power fluctuation. Plus, Dean of University of Ghana Business School blames low productivity in the public sector on comfortable job security. Or details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, mobile money stands out as the predominant channel in Ghana's payment landscape. According to the 2023 KPMG West Africa Banking Industry Customer Survey, with 66% of respondents reporting weekly usage, despite a substantial move towards digital channels, the country remains predominantly a cash-based economy. Here's more in this report.
The ease of transferring money between accounts and mobile wallets emerged as the most important experience metric for retail customers. Notably, certain banks refrained from imposing fees on their customers for transferring funds between their mobile money wallet and bank account, fostering convenience. Additionally, there was an uptick in customers utilizing financial technology platforms. 16% of the respondents indicated using fintech platforms weekly, up from 10% in 2022. 53% of the respondents reported using their bank's mobile app at least once a week, a 3 percentage point increase from last year. The USSD platform's penetration also continued its upward trajectory, evidenced by a growth in weekly customer usage. Presently, 28% of respondents use their bank's USSD platforms weekly. Despite a substantial move towards digital channels, Ghana remains predominantly a cash-based economy. A significant 32% of respondents indicated weekly ATM usage, emphasizing the importance of 24/7 cash availability at these machines, which ranks as the second most crucial metric for retail respondents.
That was a Business Desk report. Now, banking consultant Anoto Champong is optimistic loan quality will improve by the end of the first quarter of this year. His comments follow Fitch Solutions' prediction of a further deterioration in loan quality till the first half of 2024, although banks will try to improve their loan books. Speaking to Joy Business, Anoto Champong said inflation and interest rates have been easing, a situation that will impact on loan quality.
Now, the high inflation rate, the high interest rate have not helped. The Ghana Association of Banks released the Ghana reference rate this morning, which is at 32%. Now, you then have to add the risk premium of the various lenders, which ranges between 2 and 7%. So at the tail end of 7%, for say a typical SME, that is putting interest rate around 40%. That is very high, and therefore it will take some time until the rates start coming down. Things can really get worse, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel that things will get better once we go through the end of the first half of the year.
Anoto Champong is a banking consultant. Now, Treasury yields are expected to continue their steady decline, potentially getting sharper along the year as investor sentiments improve. That's according to GCB Capital. It, however, warned that election-related fiscal risks and its pass-through effects on inflation remain a risk to the outlook for yields. Meanwhile, interbank liquidity levels have stabilized considerably, with the interbank interest rate easing to 30.11% at the week's close. Inflation is currently on a clear path of decline and is expected to be well anchored under the current fiscal and monetary policy frameworks. You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Turning to the energy sector, energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Sulemana has described government's failure to pay its the debt owed independent power producers as worrying. According to him, the government needs to move fast to address the demands of the stakeholders to maintain power going into the election year. He told Joy Business the energy sector debt must be addressed with all seriousness.
We have every cause to be worried. about these situations. I always say that within our power space, we have been sitting on tenterhooks for some time now, just that we haven't realized it, or we feel or we play numb to the developing situations. I always say that if you look at what is available in terms of our maximum output and what the consumer demands on peak period, they are almost matching up. And so that shows that we are sitting on zero top. And so if you don't take any concerted effort, add any meaningful amount, any meaningful and quantifiable wattage into our power pool, we're going to have problems. It's something that we have to worry about. And especially the fact that a lot of the players within the chain, either WAPCO, either Ghana Gas, either, you know, IPPs, they'll be on the network government. So government will have to be proactive to make concerted effort. Number one, to keep engaging these players, even if they are not able to meet their demand within a period of time.
Well, sharing his thoughts on the prices of petroleum products, Dr. Yusuf Suleimana said the availability of Iranian refineries is necessary to reduce Ghana's reliance on imports of finished products.
That let's develop our internal capability. I always say that when external forces are coming, they hit hard and they battered economies that are not resilient. So, and our weak point within the upstream is the fact that we don't have a running refinery. That's a huge hollow point for the upstream. Let's take a cue from Nigeria. Nigeria, they are bringing out huge refineries on board. Two refineries are already on board. Ghana, what are we waiting for? We have deals that is supposed to bring on screen. We need to do that. Let's work towards to ensure that Tor become profitable, Tor brand. And we have a private refinery that is coming. Let's ensure that NPA put all possible measures, create environment to let this place come. I can't wait to have to see an environment where our BDC will source oil locally, our petroleum product locally.
You heard energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleimana. Turning to other news, the Dean of the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Justice Baole, is blaming low productivity in the public sector on high job security. According to him, the process of laying off staff in the private sector makes it easier for individuals to put out their best to secure their jobs. Reacting to a new human resource report by the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management, Professor Baole said productivity can improve if proper systems are in place for employing or laying off staff in the public sector.
The government sector has less turnover. In other words, people are not leaving the government sector as fast as they leave the other areas. So if you check, for example, mining had a very high turnover rate. But the government sector has, if you like, a certain level of security. It is also perhaps one of the reasons why productivity may be low, because it's so difficult to take away a staff in the public sector as compared to what would happen in the private sector. Such that if somebody wasn't giving off their best, it is easy in the private sector to dispense of them. In the public sector, it's much more difficult. And so you are likely to have a lower return on investment in the public sector than it is in the private sector, because people feel very secure and as a result, they may not give out their best.
Professor Justice Baole is Dean of the University of Ghana Business School. Now, turning to Investor Eye today, make sure you keep all documents related to any investment you make to help police investigations anytime you become a victim of investment fraud. Let's listen to Head of Technical ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Amankwata.
If an individual realizes they have been duped or deceived, there are several immediate remedial measures they can take. Here are some of the steps to be considered. One, stay calm and control your emotions. It is important to remain calm and composed when you discovering that you have been duped. Losing your control can sometimes further mistakes or impulsive decisions. Two, gather evidence. Try to gather all available evidence of the deception. This includes any documents, email, message, or other form of communication that can support your claim. Take snapshots, that's screenshots, photos, or make copies of relevant record to preserve the evidence.
All right, and before we go, let's check the markets for you this morning. Beginning with the currency market, the dollar going for 12 cedis 18 pesos. That's on the retail market. The pound going for 15 cedis 23 pesos. The euro going for 13 cedis 28 pesos. On the commodity market, crude oil went up marginally to $78 a barrel. Gold is selling at $2,042 an ounce after gaining from yesterday's trading. Cocoa lost $37 to open trading at $4,238 a ton. More news on our website, myjoyonline.com. /business. My name is Darryl Kwao. Thanks for listening. The award-winning, still award-winning Super Morning Show continues with Kojo Yangsin and the team. Hey, Kojo.